Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the guy that gets meta busy, Jay, and with me is the guy that knows how to beat the meta force, Aaron. How you doing, Aaron?
Pretty good, Jay. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. Sweating a little bit in my room.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of hot today. It's not as hot as it was a couple days ago, but it is pretty hot.
Yeah. And what did we watch this week, Aaron?
We watched the Metaroli classic, Metabots.
All right. And do you have the synopsis ready?
Yes, and this comes from our friends at Anime News Network. Okay. A boy named Iki Tenryo, using his Meta Bee, participates in row battles, fights that square off robots or Metabots against each other. Iki must also stop the plans of the nefarious Robo Gang. That's
it. It's pretty short and sweet without spoiling anything. I guess there's like a tournament arc coming up soon, but we're not there yet.
Yeah, we're not there yet. We're getting there, though.
Yeah. All right, you ready for the facts, Aaron?
Hit me with them, Jay.
All right. So, Metabots is an action shonen comedy anime released in 1999. How old were you in 1999?
I was six? Six or seven?
I was eight.
There you go.
There are 52 episodes in this original series. This is based on the video game series by Nuts, and not other video games such as Pocky and Rock, Wild Guns, this Moon series.
They did Wild Guns? I'm sorry, but I didn't know they did Wild Guns. That's pretty cool. That's dope.
This was directed by Tensei Akamura, and he's directed Darker Than Black, both seasons, Android Kikaider, the animation, which it kind of looks like that Devilman anime, like that older one, and the Seven Deadly Sins.
Oh, wow, so he's still working today. That's good.
Yeah, that's one of his more recent directing jobs. I think he does more like in-between stuff, but that's his... one of his latest directing things. The studio is B-Train, and they've done that Dot Hack series, Arc the Lad, and I think their most recent anime was Hayuge Mono. And I think that was in 2011, their last anime. Then they stopped really doing anime after their main director retired.
Okay. What do they do now? Do they do...
I didn't really read too much into it. I just know that they stopped after the director retired. Mm. He retired from directing.
Okay.
But I don't know if he's like completely retired, but he retired from directing. This is licensed by Discotech Media. And I actually looked on their website, and you can actually get the Blu-rays now for Metabots, the first season.
How expensive are the Blu-rays? I'm curious.
They're not that expensive, actually. I went on to Right Stuff. That's where you can buy it, and on Amazon. And on Right Stuff, they're actually on sale right now. So they're like $30 or something for the first season. And you could pre-order the second season, and that's $25.
Oh, that's not bad at all, actually.
Yeah. So it's pretty, but it's not. I don't think it updates anything. It's like standard definition on Blu-ray. There's nothing reworked.
Right.
Or anything like that. So the music is done by Osama Tezuka. And I remember in the last podcast for Metabots, I was like, oh, I don't think this is right, because it's that guy died in the 80s and he was like the creator of like Astro Boy and stuff. But this turns out there is another person with the same exact name, and he's a composer for anime.
Faked his death.
And this guy was this guy's still alive. And he's done music for Osobo Hello Kitty, a Hello Kitty anime.
There you go.
Popotan and the Slayers.
He did Popotan?
Yeah,
oh my goodness.
The music for Popotan. You know about that one?
Yeah, Popotan's not outrageous. The concept is real dumb. It's about like, if it's the one I'm thinking of, it's about like a family who time travels through time.
I know it's like a bunch of girls in it from what I saw. Yeah. I didn't really read too much into it, though.
And they time travel.
So I don't know who did the English opening and the English end. Well, the English ending is pretty much just the music of the opening.
Mm-hmm.
But the people that the English people that did the music is Daniel Fernandez and Jack Prosher. And as for cross media, there's the video games that this anime is based on, and those range from the Game Boy all the way to the 3DS. There's a bunch of manga, and there's figures.
Yeah, I was gonna ask if there was actually like cool figures that you can like swap pieces out on and everything.
Yeah,
should be pretty cool.
Well, I don't know if they could swap figures, but I've seen there's like a YouTube video of like the toys that I've seen. I didn't watch the video, but I saw it pop up when I was looking at the video games and stuff. I think it might even be a board game. Speaking of like cross media and stuff like that, I actually saw on YouTube recently that the voice actor for Medabee, mm-hmm. he actually was at like a charity video game marathon where he commentated over the Game Boy Advance Metabots game.
That's
like somebody
cool.
was playing it and he was like talking about stories and stuff like that. It was like for a charity, a video game charity.
That's real cool.
Yeah. So that's shout outs to him. He did. That was pretty cool of him to do that. So what'd you think of the music in the anime? I know it's not really much changed from the first
season and
going into the second season. Yeah.
It's fun. It's okay.
I do love the English opening.
Oh, it's very catchy.
Yeah, super catchy. It's funny because I was watching this in the living room at my wife's mom's house while my son was asleep and stuff. And my wife's brothers would like walk by and they're like, oh, they knew the song. I was like, what the heck? It's probably been like 10 years since they actually seen the anime and they still know the opening.
I think I told you last time, like, I didn't remember anything of Metabots,
mm-hmm.
but I did remember the theme song.
Yeah. I mean, it's super catchy and it gets in your head.
Yeah. It's definitely an earworm.
And as for like the BGM, I actually really like Rokusho's theme, like with the flute and stuff.
Yeah, very samurai inspired.
Yeah, super cool.
I really hated, real quick, a general thing about Rokusho. I kind of hate how they like slam him into like filler episodes.
Yeah,
like in the ninja world or whatever.
Yeah, he just happens to be there, and
yeah,
he's like investigating the rubber robos.
Yeah, it was weird. But anyway, sorry, mm-hmm. continue.
I didn't have anything else to say.
All right, so do you have anything general you want to bring up, Jay?
I mean, the humor is still there. This anime still had like a bunch of great one-liners. I mean, you mentioned like one like about the paper bag.
Oh, yeah.
Like Henry couldn't fight his way out of
a paper bag. And it's all good because he needs them. It's like, wow, what freaking jerks.
Because he works at a grocery store.
Yeah.
That's hella funny.
Goodness. So one episode that actually caught me off guard and I didn't expect to be like weird funny was, forget what episode it was, but it was the aliens episode.
Oh, yeah?
That episode had like no budget to it. I don't know if you were watching very carefully,
mm-hmm.
but there was like everybody was drawn like off model, like mm-hmm. really sloppily drawn. Like there was like no animations.
Yeah.
One of my favorite ones was the effect of Metabee's missiles getting sucked up. It was just like this really cheap lighting effect and like a black hole.
Yeah.
Like, they probably spent like no budget whatsoever on that episode.
Mm-hmm.
And it was real. I thought it was real funny how cheap it was.
I know that episode was pretty funny and like in the lines as well. It's like, there's like all this merchandise for Rubber Robo gangs. I want a Rubber Robo keychain. That'd be hella sick.
I know. Any Rubber Robo toilet paper? Nah, it's all sold out. That was a great line. did you catch the Simpsons references in these
Simpsons
episodes? Yes.
What did they say?
So the snow episode,
uh-huh.
when What's the gym teacher's name?
Coach Mountain.
Yeah, Coach Mountain. I'll come to the mountain. But Coach Mountain is like, man, I got to go tell groundskeeper Billy to go, get his flowers. So, yeah, to groundskeeper Willie, right?
Yeah.
The other one that I was really happy I caught, do you know Icky's house address?
No.
So the one mountain, the guy who was cutting down the trees,
yeah,
he says it's 44 Evergreen Terrace, and 44 Evergreen Terrace is where the Simpsons live.
What the heck?
Yeah.
That is very interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's the exact numbers, 44 Evergreen Terrace, because I think that's what he said, 44. But I know Evergreen Terrace is the street they live on. And I'm pretty sure it is 44 Evergreen Terrace is the Simpsons address.
That is very funny.
Yeah, so a really cool nod.
I never would have got that because I like the Simpsons, but I'm not really that into much, it.
Right?
Yeah.
But yeah, that one is a little... It's a little like a deep reference, I guess, because not everyone knows the street address they live on, you know?
Yeah. I bet you're like the first person to notice this, Aaron.
Oh my God, I know. It's such a weird little fact. I just know.
I know. I know, like, some people, I remember in the first stretch of episodes that we watched, there was a kid wearing a Wu-Tang Clan shirt.
That's pretty cool.
But I'm pretty sure there was somebody else that, like, in another YouTube video mentions that. Or no, it might have been in comments of the YouTube videos. So I'm not the first person to notice it, but...
Well, you know, Jay Wu-Tang is for the children, so...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The
truth to the young... To the young black youth.
I thought it was really funny that Icky's mom was less important than the world championship.
I know, right?
Everyone was like... He's like, I don't say my mom, though, but what about the world championship? It's like, my mom is in, like, danger. I think I need to go save her. But, like,
kidnapped.
Yeah, props to, like, Icky, even though, like, he had his priorities, like, in order, he was like, all right, I gotta go save mom, and then I can worry about getting into the finals.
You know, what I thought was gonna happen was that, actually happened, but it didn't happen in the way that I was thinking. Cause like he was like, okay, I need to save my mom. And then, but he needs to do role battles. Right. And he kept like getting like into like role battles with like just the main Robo gang. But at the end, every henchman like revealed their real identity. Right. They like all took off their glasses and they're all saying their names. And I was like, oh, okay, this is how Icky's going to get his points, is he's going to defeat all these guys with, like, the metaphors or something.
Right.
But here comes Space Matter Fighter X, and he's the one that blows everybody up, so Icky got no points for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet Space Matter Fighter X, like, points shot through the roof or something.
Right. And then my last little thing I have here is a character design thing. So we can jump into that art and cinematography. We mentioned it before, we started the podcast, but yeah, Gilgirl did not know she was so busty.
I know. It's so weird that like, I don't know how we didn't notice the first time, but my God, she's like super like she's built.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I really liked? I really liked her China dress, too.
When she reveals her identity, identity.
Her real identity. And that was really cool. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you noticed this, but I did, and it kind of bugged me. They drew Brass's butt.
What?
I don't know if you noticed or not. So in a lot of shots when Brass is... Because if you notice, Brass has a skirt, like a skirt-like thing on her. So a lot of times it's blacked out, like you can't see anything. Uh-huh. But in the ninja episode, there are a lot of shots of like her butt as she
really
was. Yeah.
I guess I didn't notice.
And it looked like a legit like a butt. It was pretty funny.
There's that mermaid girl. Mermaid metabot that has boobs.
Has boobs, exactly. But I thought. Brass's butt was hilarious. I was like, why would they even Like, as at that time,
manufacture a butt.
Yeah, it was that time I noticed also Gilgirl's breasts. I was like, this is weird. Like, why? How come I never noticed any of this before? Like, until like right now.
Yeah, maybe they just didn't really show too many angles with those two characters.
But other than that, nothing to really write home about. Nothing like really cool. I think I actually really like the mermaid Metabot. I really like her design.
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. She just has like those birds around her, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I really like the idea of like healing type Metabots. I mean, there was that unicorn that like was shown for like 2 seconds. That's also a healing Metabot.
Yeah, Nutri-Nurse is a healing Metabot as well.
Yeah.
And then I mean, there's not much more design I really want to talk about. Nothing too crazy.
One thing that I really enjoyed was the party episode, where the costume party episode.
I
really liked everybody's costumes in that one. I mean, yeah. Icky was a dog. He was salty.
Yeah, it was so cute.
And Metabee was a beetle.
A dung beetle.
Yeah, and then the Screws were all bugs except for Samantha. She was a witch.
She's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Oh, how did you like Karen's Rubber Robo uniform? I thought it was real cute.
Yeah, that was super cute.
God, I think Karen's like probably like the cutest character in this anime.
Yeah,
especially talking about, probably gonna talk about favorite scenes later on, but her one episode of she gets like the crosswalk built, and then like,
oh yeah,
like the racing stuff happening. It's pretty funny. I thought it was pretty great.
You know, speaking of that episode, going to a bit back into general dislikes, that episode is way out of order.
That's what it seems like. It's so weird.
Yeah, it's like we go from the end of the first season, episode 26.
Uh-huh.
It's like right before the tournament's gonna start, but as like the second season starts, it reverts back to like before, when like the rubber, like after Shrimp Lips revealed his true identity, because that episode with the bridge is when we find out about Squid Guts' real identity.
Right. It seems like this episode was like way before. It seemed like it was way before the finale was.
Yeah, I think all these episodes that we watched are before that that episode 26. Like, it got mixed up somehow. So I don't know if this is actually the way to watch it.
The correct order. Maybe if you just look at the Wikipedia, but it's so weird. I know, I totally get it now.
Because like, even in the last episode we watched, 35, the Flora episode, the flower one. At the beginning, Icky goes to the flower guy. He was like, "Hey, I just saw like this awesome row battle with Cyan Dog." And at that, and Cyan, he's not, what's his name? Doesn't have Cyan Dog anymore. He has Crosser Dog.
Right.
So we're like going back and watching like filler.
Yeah, it's so weird.
And it's another like little dislike, is there's like a little, the filler that we get. I mean, I don't mind filler, except like a lot of it is a little boring.
What was your jumping into favorite moment? I guess we're gonna jump around a lot in this podcast, but
yeah.
What was your favorite filler?
Favorite filler?
Yeah, mine is a tie between Ninja World. I thought the Ninja World one was pretty cool.
Yeah, Ninja World is real. That was a really good episode.
And then the Samantha and her crush. I really liked that one too.
Yeah, oh yeah, that one was really funny as well.
Because I thought Samantha was really cute in those episodes.
Yeah. Let me see.
Oh, and then the mermaid one too was pretty cool. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. I like the costume party one as well. And
although I really hate, I mean, yes, this is a kid's anime, but I really hate how the antagonist of that episode is just what's his name going crazy because he doesn't like bugs.
Oh yeah,
it's such like a stupid thing to get worked up on.
I know this is not a filler episode, but I like the beginning of when the Rubber Robos took the mom, Icky's mom.
Oh, that was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was a funny episode, because like there was like a, oh, here's a note from your mom, and like they read it, right? And then at the end it says,
I'm not your mom.
I'm not your mom.
Yeah, I'm really not your mom. It's like, oh my god, what do they mean? and it's like, oh, this is
and, like everybody loves Icky's mom, and they're like, the reason they're fighting is just to keep her.
I love Icky's mom. She's so cool.
Yeah.
Again, very unutilized favorite character. This anime is probably her, Icky's mom. And the dad also seems very adorable as well.
Because he like works in like the Himalayas or something.
Yeah. Well, you know, he works. He works for. He works. In the crime not crime division, but he works in the.
Oh yeah, like the special Metabots division thing.
Yeah. Exactly. when he was riding the elephant through the Himalayas, that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
It's a hurry up. It's not gonna climb the Himalayas himself. all right. Do you have any cinematography notes you want to talk about?
The only one that I really noticed was in the ninja episodes during like the fighting sequences. There was a lot of cool action shots with like the ninjas doing like aerial combat stuff.
Yeah, that episode is really cool because I feel there's a lot of budget, but it was a budget heavy episode. Even like the running cycles, even though they reuse them a bunch, they're like really impressive. Like how
I can see why they use a lot of stuff from that episode in the opening.
In the opening, yeah, exactly. There's a lot in that opening. Mm-hmm. I was really excited because when I saw it was a ninja episode, I was like, oh, that's probably gonna be where they're running through the hallway.
Yeah,
and it was in there.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool.
Yeah, and the buttons that Metabee was pushing, that was a pretty funny thing. Like, oh, don't push, and you go down, and oh, this is the push, and you
this
go up.
This is stupid. All right, I don't think I have any
cinematography notes.
Cinematography notes. I want to talk
about other than just the fighting scenes. I mean, it was a pretty good. I think that might have been the best fight out of this stretch of episodes. It was really
artistic. I really liked it. The different ninja
and there's like
moves.
Different techniques.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Like, I think I don't remember the girl ninja's name, but the boy ninja's was Nin Ninja. I mean, that's super easy name to remember,
right?
But it did like almost like a double team move. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, and then we got to see Brass's butt, or I got to see Brass's butt. So there you go.
And Brass actually got to fight.
Oh man, Brass is so cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of being cool, favorite characters, Jay.
Favorite characters. Yeah, Brass is... I put Brass as underutilized. I want to see more of her.
Yeah. Oh, I think she's like one of my favorite... Her and Neutra Nurse, I would like to see more of. They're all really cool designed.
Yeah, I think a lot of the girl Metabots are really cool. I mean, like the mermaid was really cool.
Peppercat's real cool. We got
super dope.
Yeah, we got a little clue in on Peppercat and Samantha's relationship, which is pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah. I like that Samantha actually really takes really good care of Peppercat.
Yeah, she cleans her and she's really good at just making her shine. I like that. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think of another. You're like Icky's mom.
Yeah,
Mrs. Tenryo.
I put her as a favorite, but I could also say she's underutilized.
Yeah, I would have really loved more. I really loved her in the little burst that we get of her throughout the series. Really love to see more of her.
Yeah, she. I like that scene where like Metabee and Icky were fighting, and she kisses them in order to make them stop.
Yeah, she goes, "Oh, and if you keep fighting, I'm gonna keep kissing you." And like, "Oh, gross, mom."
I love Mrs. that. Mrs. Tenryo.
it's so good. trying to think, Rikusho is actually probably underutilized as well.
Yeah, I mean he's.
I mean, he played a big part. Yeah, a bit. He played a big part in the not even a big part, but. He played a big part in the finale, or what seemed to be the finale. And that's it. But he's really
We just find out like how the fire started.
Yeah, I really liked more of him though. He's a really cool character.
Yeah,
just a cool samurai dude.
I really like the rubber robos.
Going into favorite.
Still going into favorite.
Yeah, Rubber Robos, really cool. I really like all of them. They're all
dope. I think my favorite might be Shrimp Lips. I mean, I really like the part where he temporarily gets captured by Icky, and like he's abandoned by his fellow Rubber Robos.
I didn't know he was literally a baby.
I know, he's like... and I guess... I guess he's a baby, right? Because well, he does wear diapers, but
yeah, the diaper rash.
Yeah, it's like, oh, they left me in. All I have is my diaper rash.
Oh, that's so sad. Poor Shrimp Lips.
I know.
Trying to think of more favorite characters. Oh, Karen.
Karen's really, yeah, really cool. I really like her spicy squid meatballs, and they don't really have any squid in them.
But yeah, for her cat.
It's just a bunch of spicy stuff.
Oh. Samantha, really cool.
Oh, yeah, the screws in general. The screws I in like general, them a
really
lot.
Dope. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about Icky? I think Icky's okay.
Yeah, Icky and Metabee, they're okay. I mean, they have a lot of good one-liners. That's like my favorite thing about them is just them talking.
But I think everyone else funny. Around them is a lot cooler.
Yeah.
Like, I guess Icky's supposed to be like the self-insert character, you know? That he's supposed to be like, yeah. Oh, I'm Icky, you know? Something you can easily superimpose yourself onto.
Mm-hmm.
God, I can't remember the other girl's name. The girl that likes him. The other main girl.
Oh, Eureka.
Eureka. There you go. Eureka, I really, really liked in this batch of episodes.
She definitely had like a more spotlight in this one.
Yeah, she had like 3 or 4 like filler episodes for herself, mm-hmm. and they were really good.
She had like the aliens episode.
I really like it when she's like
the focal point.
Yeah,
or not the main.
But when thing. She's like super pushy, like I can see how she could be annoying to some people, but I think it's real funny.
Yeah, I really liked her in the ninja episode.
Yeah,
she was like all mad at Icky for everything, and it's like everything was like her fault.
Yeah,
like, you missed the ninja show. Well, it was because you slept in.
She's like, how about you stop blaming people for your problems? I was like, oh, you son of a,
you should have called and woke me up.
That's great. You want to go to the least favorite characters?
You know,
Metafighter Space Metafighter X / Henry / the Phantom Renegade, also really cool.
You know what's really funny is that's all the same voice actor. It's like 3 different voices.
Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah,
he's really good at what he does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I really like those characters are hilarious. Like that character is hilarious.
Yeah, I think did we mention the when Space Metafighter X's mask broke?
No, but that was probably my favorite moment.
That was hilarious. I was expecting it to be like, oh, it's Henry, but nope, it's just the Phantom Renegade.
When it was breaking, I was like, it would be too easy for it just to be Henry, but I was like, uh-huh. Watch it be like another gold mask or something uh-huh. stupid. And then for some reason, when it was the Phantom Renegade mask, I lost it. It was hilarious. So least favorite characters, Jay.
I didn't like the main bad guy out of the first season. The hybrid
Metabot. He was the fake Dr. Claw.
Yeah.
Or are you talking about the real bad guy, which is the cat?
Both of them. I'm talking about both of them. They're both kind of lame.
Yeah, crappy villains, really. Nothing much to say about them.
I did like the giant Robo Emperor. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. God, what? We were just talking about him before we started. The younger kid who's with him.
Oh, Rintaro.
Rintaro. Do not like Rintaro.
He's just like a I don't know if they're trying to like be like California. He's like trying to be California slang, like surfer or whatever. Dude. Just saying dude all the time, like surfer slang, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what he was supposed to be based on, but yeah, it's a little much.
Yeah, he's a little annoying.
And he was like the one that was like dude, don't save your mom, row battle or something. It was like the loudest voice about that.
Which also leads me to my other least favorite character, which is God, I wish I was really good with names. The
boy?
Yeah.
Similodon's
Metafighter, yeah.
What's his name? Not Henry. Koji?
Koji, yeah, Koji. It is Koji, you're right. Yeah, and it's real... I don't know, I find him really annoying as a somebody who's supposed to be, like, a rival.
Yeah.
And he's not even like a good, I don't think he even is like a good rival to Icky.
Yeah. Like, I think Space Meta Fighter X is more of a rival than
Shoji.
Than Koji, yeah.
Or Koji. Yeah, I mean, a good rival needs to get some wins, and I don't think he's gotten a win in on him yet.
Yeah. And he knows it too. He's like, I can't beat Icky and Medabee unless I find a way to beat the Metaphorce, and he's still losing, but he's still the second best fighter in Japan.
Yeah, that's what that bridge episode, I know you mentioned it before. That bridge episode has to come before he learns the Shadow Blade.
Yeah. Cause that episode he was like, I gotta figure out how to use the Metaphorce or something like that. And
yeah, and then,
that's when Space Meta Fighter X offers to train him.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Mm-hmm.
And
then that comes like the great line of are you doing your laundry? Because I could have sworn you just threw in the towel.
there's another like great line. He's it's like, you would have hit me if you weren't blind or something dumb like that. All right. Do you have any other least favorite characters, Jay?
No. I have like another underutilized that I kind of just want to briefly mention is Coach Mountain.
Coach Mountain's actually pretty funny.
Yeah, I actually I really like him. He's like, I don't know what it is about him, but I just like him.
Miss Mimosa also really cute character.
Oh yeah.
She reminded me a lot of the girl that
C-Slug likes, yeah. Miss Caviar.
That wasn't Miss Caviar in the control room, was it? That was another
yeah.
cute girl. No, oh, was that it Miss Caviar? Okay. I was like, well, this girl's really cute too.
Yeah, when the big Robo Emperor was running amok. Yeah, that was Miss Caviar.
In the control room with the professor.
Yeah. Professor Aki. I could put Professor Aki as a least favorite.
Yeah, he's also All right, Jay. Do you have any favorite or least favorite moments you want to bring up?
I mean, I thought the snow episode was kind of slow and boring.
You know what? Anytime we can get a cool Canadian accent in an anime or a bad Canadian accent, I'll take it. I really love the line.
That's probably the highlight of the episode is that dude.
My favorite line for the episode is... hey, why do Canadians say A all the time? He goes, oh, do I? And then like he stops.
Yeah, he stops saying it.
Yeah, which is pretty funny. Which seems like a really like impromptu line. And then they just change it.
Yeah.
yeah, he's, I don't like, know. Like you said,
ice cream in the snowstorm.
Like you said, like I think after that episode, like the last five or six episodes of just filler, they started to drag on a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like I started like zoning out a bunch, like trying to get through them, but same they were never like, except for like one or two episodes, they never dragged too much, which is weird. Just like nothing ever happened in them.
Yeah, nothing critical happened. It was just a lot of filler in this span of episodes.
Oof. All right. Any other favorite thing you want to talk about? Any pressing thing? General.
Nothing that we really. Haven't mentioned. I mean, I really like the ninja episode, like we said. And just the humor in general, the lines were really funny. Other than that, I don't know if there's anything else that I'd want to mention for favorite moments. I mean, I had a good time watching it.
Yeah, I didn't have a bad time watching this either. I thought it was really fun.
Yeah.
All right, Jay. Anything you want to touch on before we wrap up?
I have fun with this anime.
Yeah, I don't know. I think this anime holds up.
Yeah,
so far.
I think it definitely holds up. I mean, especially when we're catching references like what you had, the Simpsons stuff.
That was pretty fun. Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, I think we mentioned this in the first podcast, but it's like it's fun for kids and for adults.
Yeah.
Because I was watching this with, like, my nephew, and he was into it.
Oh, you watch it with Nemo?
Yeah.
That's good.
He was liking it. Nemo's, like, at, like, this phase where, like he's, like, not really open to, like, watch something, but once you put something on, he gets into it.
That's good.
like I was I've been watching a lot of Disney movies, and like every time I put one on, he's like, oh, I don't want to watch that, but he's that he, like he gets super into it. Like I watch like a bunch of like people, like the older Disney movies that people would think are like boring now, mm-hmm. like Snow White and Sleeping Beauty and all that stuff, and he loved them. He loved Robin Hood for some reason.
That's pretty good. That's cool though.
Yeah. So it was really nice.
Get him interested early.
Mm-hmm. And you like Pinocchio. That was a good one, movie.
All right, Jay. So, what's first? I always forget.
Oh, like a
wrap up.
Accessibility.
Accessibility. There you go. Anybody can watch it. Too crazy.
You can watch it on YouTube. And I believe it's on Amazon Prime.
There you go.
Yeah, so maybe next time I'll watch.
All right. Rewatchability.
I wonder if the quality is better on there.
Oh, yeah. I would assume. I'd hope so.
Uh-huh.
Rewatchability. Yeah.
I'd watch it again, especially with my son if he was interested.
Yeah, I'd definitely watch it with the kid, I feel. Again, I don't know if I'd watch it by myself again, but definitely watch it
yeah.
with a kid, a future kid, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Anything
you would change?
Nah, not really.
If this is the intended order, I wish it was more linear.
It might be the the American broadcast order. I might go look into it after we're done with this, just to make sure. Mm-hmm. Ooh.
But yeah. That's the only thing that I would change. I think it's fine the way it is.
All right, Jay.
Oh, funny thing about the dub and like the releases of this anime on Blu-ray is that there is no Japanese sub. It's only English dub.
I don't know who would watch the Japanese sub of this anime.
I know. That's like the same thing when we talked about like Flint the Time Detective. I was like, it'd be super hard to find like the sub of that anime.
It'd be so boring too, I feel, mm-hmm. to watch.
But what's funny is there is English subtitles for the English dub, and where you could buy the anime, it has like a asterisk saying that it's for the hearing impaired, not for there is no sub.
That's pretty funny. That's cool.
Yeah.
All right, Jay. Moment of truth. What do you rate it?
I'll give this a recommend.
Yeah, a niche recommend. I'd give this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think that's a more appropriate thing.
Yeah, it's a niche recommend. Just to be like, I wouldn't just be like blanket recommend MetaBoss to anybody. But I'm like, hey, if you have nostalgia for it or you know of it, you should check it out. If you have a kid, you want to get into anime, put this on for him. It's pretty good. Pretty good starting
point. It holds up. Yeah. I think it holds up.
All right, Jay, now that we're done getting meta busy with MetaBots, are you ready what I have in store for us next week?
Yes.
All right, so I don't know if I'm going to regret choosing a 26 episode anime or not.
We'll see.
Yeah, that remains to be seen. Hopefully, I'm not. Oh, my biggest fear is I'm like 12 episodes in and it's Saturday, and I'm like, oh, I need to.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But anyway, we're going to dive back, quote unquote, into a well.
Okay.
Not really, but we're watching Fate Zero. Fate Zero.
Okay, the original. Or not the original, but like the
prequel. The first
prequel. The prequel.
The first. I think this might either be the first or the second Ufotable Fate series.
Okay.
I have it up right here, but it doesn't say the dates on them, but I'm pretty sure it's the second one they did.
Okay.
It's a prequel to Fate Stay Night and Limited Blade Works. Probably by the end of this year I do want to cover Blade Works, but but for now
I might end up picking that.
Yeah, so yeah, this time around we're watching Fate Zero. You can watch it on Funimation. Funimation has the dub and the sub. And I believe it's also on High Dive. I'll say it's on there.
Yeah, that sounds like it might be on there.
Yeah.
Sounds like an anime they would have.
Yeah. Hopefully all 26 episodes, minimum 13 finish the half. I'm not going to hold myself to watching half. I'm going to hold myself to finishing all of it, but
okay. Yeah, I'm definitely going to be gung ho and watch a lot of it.
Yeah.
We'll finish it for sure.
Yeah. So Fate Zero, real excited. Yeah. It's weird because we know how it ends, which is really funny.
Yeah.
And
it's funny, like we were talking about the anime Fate, like I think the last podcast after we finished, and you were telling me that like the one that we watched might be the worst anime.
Yeah, a lot of people say that Studio Dean's Fate Stay Night is like the worst. A lot of people say like don't even watch Fate Stay Night.
Oh wow.
Yeah, a lot of people say start at Unlimited Blade Works and then like Zero, and then if you really want to watch it, then watch Fate Stay Night.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Fate Stay Night was fine. We went through the worst already. Yeah. I don't know. I don't remember what your feelings were towards Fate Stay Night, but
I remember having a good time with it. Yeah, I mean, it was cool.
Yeah, I remember also having like a really fun time with it. So
mm-hmm. Well, you like the series in general, so you had a little.
But before that, like, I mean, I only knew it from the like the mobile game, really.
Yeah.
And had no experience with the anime, and mm-hmm. so like, I guess having that kind of prior attachment to like Saber, because I think Saber's a cool character, just the idea. Yeah, now we get to watch Saber again.
Oh, she's in it again? She's in Zero?
Or is she? Yeah, do you remember how it ends? I don't want to bring it up, but do you remember how it ends?
I remember they
in Fate Zero in Fate Stay Night, they say exactly what happens in this anime.
I know they do.
They mention what at the end of it, mm-hmm. What happens at the end of the war of the
I remember there was three. Like the that's black slime stuff.
Yeah, and from Gilgamesh. The Grail. Yeah.
Yeah, Grail Juice or whatever it was.
The Grail Juice, yeah. Gilgamesh being a weird rapist, yeah.
Yeah.
But he's so... I mean, besides the whole rapist thing, he's kind of cool.
Yeah, he's a cool dude.
Yeah,
it's just I wish that wasn't part of it.
Yeah, he wasn't his implied weird rapey things with Artoria. Mm-hmm. He gets a lot cooler in other aspects of it.
Can't wait to see how he is in the cooking anime.
Oh god, you should see him in Fate Grand Order Babylonia. He's it's years after he's a famous hero, he becomes a king, and he's like real cool now.
All right, anyway,
yeah, Fate Zero, 26 episodes.
26 episodes, holy metaroli.
I know, it's a lot of episodes, so hopefully we can get through it.
Yeah.
And if you liked us and you got mm-hmm. on all the way through our podcast, like us on SoundCloud, YouTube, mm-hmm. iTunes, all that good stuff.
Yeah, follow us on all those platforms if you feel so inclined.
Yeah, if you want to give us a recommendation, have any
suggestions
or anything, go ahead, leave them in the comments or
send us an email.
Yeah,
email animecherrybomb@yahoo.com.
And well, I'll respond to them if you send them. Mm-hmm. And that's it, everybody. That's a podcast. Yep. I thank everyone for listening.
Yep.
All right, till next time.
Yeah. Then it's agreed. This podcast is done.
Then it's agreed. Oh, we didn't talk about Mr. Referee.
Mr. Referee.
I love Mr. Referee. He's my favorite.